Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here for another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. I'm your host today, Dylan Samar. Joining me is Sarah Phillips from the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce to discuss Comfish.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks again for coming on. So let's talk Comfish. What's the same? What's different?
Well, the dates, first off, are going to be March 30th and 31st. The things that are absolutely going to remain the same are the fact that we still have exhibitor booths. Attendees can still expect to get great discounts that they look forward to each year at Comfish Alaska. And of course, another one of the items that stays completely the same is the fact that we're going to have educational forums. We're going to have five each day. They range from all sorts of different topics that we're used to, like the state and federal legislative updates, to more detailed forums about the MSA reauthorization, some of the initiatives that Sea Grant is working on, and some of the electronic monitoring that's happening with our fisheries stock.
So what's the format? Is it like in person? Is it strictly online? How are people going to be able to attend? I did hear something about a food truck, but I would like to know more.
So you've hit the nail on the head with the biggest thing that's going to be different, and that is the fact that this all happens virtually at comfishak.com. And so people should remember it is just like always, completely free to attend, especially thanks to the generosity of all of our sponsors. So please help support us by supporting them. We've got just a ton of sponsors this year. We wouldn't be able to do it without them. But then, yes, you also hit on the fact that we are doing the fish taco feed, which is fairly typical for us. We usually do the fish taco feed the evening before Comfish kicks off. This year instead, we know how much you guys love those fish tacos. So those are going to be supplied by Million Recipes, the food truck in front of the brewery. And those tacos are actually going to be for sale, 2 for $10 or a dozen for $50. But we ask you to join us each evening. Whether you are someone in the commercial fisheries community or not, please go ahead and register to attend at comfishak.com. And please join us every evening at 5:30 on the 30th and 31st for those sea stories told by our community members.
I'm personally very excited for the Sea Stories event. That's one of the best parts of working with Terry Haynes here in the radio station is that I always get to hear a new, somewhat fantastical tale every week that I will probably be laughing about for the remainder of my natural lifespan. Nakedly, I'm coming at this as somebody who's from out of state, who had no professional involvement in the fishing industry before. So can you give me a layman's rundown of what Comfish is? What are some of the events, the highlights, what it would be like coming at it as a industry professional? What are all the topics that are going to be reviewed, and what is the critical information that people are taking from Comfish and bringing back out with them into the working world?
Of course, those are great questions. So for anyone that is within the commercial fishing industry, because that's what Comfish stands for, is Commercial Fisheries Alaska. And so anyone within that industry looks at the Comfish Alaska trade show and forums really as an opportunity to get the updates that they need within their industry. So some people have already had seasons going on year long. Others are about to kick off their seasons. So this really serves as a point for them to stock up on some supplies that they might be needing, whether it's an engine or nets. It could literally be anything from your captain's chair on your vessel to just some tubs that you need for storage. Comfish Alaska has all of that as our trade show portion. Again, that doesn't change. We typically have that in person, but we're going to have that virtually this year. Then, of course, those forums, those are so critical. If I might, because I know that we actually have a little time.
Please.
On our hands to fill this segment. We're kicking off our forums on Tuesday, March 30th at 10 a.m. And that's actually going to be the federal legislative update from Alaska's congressional delegation. So that's going to include Congressman Don Young, Senators Lisa Murkowski, and Senator Dan Sullivan. They're going to be joining us for a full hour. They're going to talk about all the updates that they have for the commercial fishing community. It's very targeted specifically to commercial fishing. We also have the state legislative update that follows that immediately, and that's going to be given by Luis Stutz. Obviously, we know that Luis is a major, major advocate for our commercial fishing community, and especially here in Kodiak. And so she's going to give us an update that's fairly commercial fishing oriented. But of course, if you're a Kodiak resident, a lot of this information can apply to you from Luis as well. Then we have a forum that's always anticipated, which is the Alaska Seafood Market update. So we always love to hear from ASME about what sort of opportunities the commercial fishing community has. How are we changing up our marketing? What are the new markets that have opened? How widespread is our fisheries product actually going throughout the world? Because we do know that this is an international product that we ship right out of Kodiak everywhere in the world. We also will be lucky enough to have Mr. John Mueller, Deputy Commissioner Rachel Baker, and Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang to be joining us. And they're going to give us an update from the Office of the Governor. Obviously, we've seen a lot of changes. COVID has had a major impact, and there are still mitigation procedures that, of course, are recommended for our commercial fisheries community. And so they're going to be able to give updates on anything from stocks and bills that are put forth right now to those mitigation plans.
So, and what are some of the issues as far as the politics go? And being excruciatingly clear, I'm not referring to like politics as you would see them on the nightly news. I'm referring to political issues specific to fisheries. What are some of the topics that those who are interested can expect to see brought up for this year's Comfish?
Those are actually perfect questions for the next two forums I'm going to address, which is going to be the Seeking Permanent Protections for Alaska's Bristol Bay. That's still going to be happening on March 30th. And that's our last forum of the day at 3:15. So again, we've been through a lot in 2020 with the pebble mine. There's still a lot of information to know. We still need to know how to advocate appropriately for the longevity of our fisheries. And so that's going to be a really important forum presentation to attend, as well as the update on the Magnuson-Stevens Act reauthorization. And that's going to be kicking off on March 31st. That's our first forum. And Representative Jared Huffman from California, who's been critical in getting this reauthorization put forward, he'll be joining us to give us that update. And so those are some of the major, major policy issues, especially, of course, COVID will be discussed through multiple forums. There's nothing that COVID hasn't impacted in our world yet. And so the rest of the forums that are happening on the 31st will have a component of the COVID impact, but that's a lot. The 31st tends to be a little bit more of the science specific presentations, which are things like the brief overview of Westward Region herring and salmon fisheries management, the innovation in electronic monitoring and development of EM for pelagic trawl vessels in the North Pacific. And then, of course, we have the crab research at the Near Island NOAA Lab and their assessments, as well as the Alaska Fisheries Science Center updates from Bob Foy. I know that that's a presentation that's really looked forward to. We've had requests to have Bob Foy join us for a couple of years now, so we're happy to have him joining us. And then, of course, we're going to hear from Sea Grant. And as you may or may not know, they really are key in supporting Alaska's fishing and seafood industries. They really cover a wide variety of industries, from the commercial fishermen to the processors and everything in between. So we're really excited about the lineup we were able to arranged for everyone this year, as well as, again, those 5:30 every night. Grab your fish tacos and your beers and join us for Sea Stories at 5:30.
So for the Sea Stories and the tacos and beers, where will that be occurring specifically if I want to go out there, which maybe I do?
So if you're here local in Kodiak, you're able to go get your fish tacos over at Million Recipes, which is that food truck in front of the brewery. Mm. And of course, you know, go ahead, run into the brewery, grab yourself a growler, take your, I don't know, dozen tacos. That's what I'm planning on doing. Take my dozen tacos and my growler home, and we're going to get together for an evening reception. The platform that we're doing all of this on is just so immersive and interactive socially. And so my plan is to go ahead and hop on, join a virtual chat room where I can visually see 20 other people and just sit down and have a conversation with them while we wait for the Sea Stories that are going to start broadcasting at 5:30 on the stage.
So, and stop me if we're going about this in the wrong order, but I've heard that this platform is different from like a typical Zoom meeting. It's structured differently somehow in a more interactive way. Can you go over that in some detail?
Yes, I am so happy to go over that. This is not some Zoom meeting. That's not what this platform is. This is a fully immersive platform. You're going to log in, create an account. It's all web-based. Like I say, you start off, go to comfishak.com. You'll register to attend. Again, registration is completely free. So just click that attend button. It's going to take you to our registration page. You'll register, you'll enter your information, things like your name, your phone number, the business that you're affiliated with. If any of those things don't apply, you just push NA and you'll register. And then you're able to join the event on the 30th and 31st, not before. So on the 30th at 10 a.m., you can go ahead and log in, join us. And this platform, it's all housed in one location. So you don't have to worry about switching windows or trying to figure out where the schedule is and clicking a special Zoom link to join that specific session. No, it's all in one spot. If you want to watch the forums, you click on the stage icon. If you want to see the trade show, you click on the expo icon. If you want to connect socially with someone, whether it's a video chat or just a regular text chat, all you have to do is click on their name, because every single person that's registered will be listed on this Comfish AK page. So you find their name, you can request a meeting with them if they don't happen to be active and online at that point in time. Or if they are active and online, again, you just ask for what you want. Do you want to send them a text chat? Do you want to connect with them via video? Do you want to schedule an appointment for a later time during Comfish? Or maybe you want to set up a session and have a group of 20 of you that you haven't seen for a year get together in one room and join that conversation. So it's just this really fun interactive aspect. Throughout the entire event, you can check the message board, and that'll have things about, you know, hey, a session's about to start in 5 minutes, join us on the stage. Or hey, Chamber of Commerce is giving away some major prizes, like a $250 gift certificate. Go click on this button and you'll be entered to win that prize. Or hey, join us for Sea Stories, or special discount only during this time to this time. It's really just like the show would be, and it all lives in this one platform. It's really exciting and engaging.
So I, and knowing that you aren't like one of the presenters, there are some of the presentations that stand out to me. I remember from last year with regards to ASME, they were talking about how they had shrewdly shifted the marketing away from the restaurant industry and were trying to get more frozen seafood into households around the world. Are you expecting any? So I think at the last Comfish, it was the first Comfish since the beginning of COVID, and you were seeing that there were these shifting trends in the industry. I'm sure that there are going to be more developments in that regard, in regards to how people have been adapting to the changing conditions under the COVID pandemic. Are there any that we can expect in particular that might be really standout?
Well, you know, I think that ASME, of course, always has new information that's a little bit surprising to us. This is what their job is, to analyze these trends and find new opportunities. And so, of course, I have the expectation that ASME will have all sorts of new information for us about exactly how they're planning to market with the changes in COVID. Now, one of the presentations that's really going to focus on that, actually two, I should say, are that innovation in electronic monitoring. Now, that monitoring, of course, happens a lot of times with observers on vessels. With COVID-19, that couldn't happen this last year. And so we're talking about this electronic monitoring that was actually a very prudent step to be taking that happened to coincide with COVID. And so that presentation is really going to address, you know, what worked, what didn't work, where are we going in the future, what is the future of this monitoring process. And then, of course, the crab research at the Near Island NOAA Lab, as well as the Alaska Fisheries Science Center updates, those are just going to have a wealth of information about how COVID has transitioned some of the tracking that's done with sail drones. We expect that to be a really major topic. DNA diet analysis for crab, that just gives so much information to our commercial fishing community to see what the future really holds for this industry. And even with COVID, things look bright. It's impressive, the research that's being done from these scientists paired with these bills and the MSA reauthorization and what we really look forward to.
Tell me about Comfish, like, since way back when, because to my best understanding, the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce has been hosting Comfish since people discovered that there was crab in the water, right?
This is our 42nd year, so we have been going at it a long time. Many people who have lived in Kodiak will remember that it really started out at the Coast Guard hangars, and we would fill hangars with all these expo booths. Things have changed and modified in the past. We've moved it to the high school at different points in time. We've had it in the armory, and it typically now lives at the Best Western Kodiak Inn Convention Center. And now, of course, it lives virtually, but we look forward to next year when we can go ahead and bring that back to the convention center, spread over into the Harbor Master's office. You know, technology has really changed things in the way that trade shows are approached. We started with literally hundreds of expo booths for Comfish because that was the main way that information was conveyed 42 years ago. You know, we couldn't just hop on Google. We couldn't grab those supplies with just a quick email to our supplier. And so really these trade shows offer that opportunity to get hands-on experience that so often we still don't get in Kodiak. You know, we don't want to experience an engine, you know, without a representative walking us through it and putting their hands on it. And so, of course, the virtual event lacks some capacity of that. However, you still get to interact face-to-face with that exhibitor. They still can walk you around the engine. They can zoom in on the details at your pace. The information that you're really interested in, that's still going to happen in this virtual format. And of course, we're missing out on the typical Saturday event that's more of a community-centric event where we recognize our processors that are standout, as well as play some games with the fishing community, who can tie the knots the fastest, who can fillet a fish the fastest or the cleanest. Can you identify all these different species that we fish for here in Kodiak? So we will be missing that, but we look forward to bringing that back next year.
I guess, and I have to ask, because people are going to be very curious, is there any sort of plan or understanding that you'll be able to return to in-person Comfish for the year upcoming? Or is there any sort of forecasting being done now that vaccines are starting to have a, perhaps not quite ubiquitous availability here in Alaska, but now that in Kodiak, anybody over the age of 16 can get access to one without difficulty, is there any sort of plan to bring it back in person?
Of course, we have that full intention for next year. Again, ComFish is really not just a Kodiak-centric event. Our exhibitors are coming from Washington, Oregon, Canada, even the East Coast. We have exhibitors coming from all over the country. And so, of course, vaccine availability is still limited in those areas, which just was not going to happen fast enough for us to go ahead and have ComFish in person this year. But of course, next year, as long as things are looking better in our pandemic and there's much more of a national inoculation, we should be able to hold this event finally in person again.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. I guess what other things should people know about ComFish to maximize their experience?
Really, there's not much. You have to log into comfishak.com, hit that attend button, register. That's so important. Register ahead of ComFish. And then the day of ComFish, what we do is we actually direct you to the ComFish welcome booth. And one of our representatives is going to be able to direct you to all the information you'll need. So you don't have to be afraid of learning how to navigate this new program. We literally spell it out for you. And I promise, if you can navigate a website, you can navigate this virtual platform. Of course, it's great to have a webcam on your digital device, however you're accessing it, because that's how you're going to get the most full experience. So you can join on your mobile phone, your tablet, your PC, your laptop. Really, there's no limitations on what device you can join on, because this platform is optimized for all of those. So if you're out and about, maybe on your fishing vessel doing some work, grab your cell phone real fast, join us at comfishak.com, register, you'll get logged in, and you'll be able to see the forums, you'll be able to engage with exhibitors, you'll have this opportunity that you never get to have at an in-person event, where maybe you want to show the exhibitor your vessel and say, hey, this is the problem I'm having, can you help me solve it? Really, it's a unique opportunity, and just so, so simple. I can't stress it enough, it is so simple to use. We've had nothing but positive feedback. If you're concerned and have worries about it, again, just go to comfishak.com and you'll have an opportunity to watch some of the how-to videos in advance. Again, you don't need to, because we've got it taken care of the day of ComFish. We'll have a whole video for you to watch, and then a representative is going to be able to walk you through any extra questions you have. We have made this as short and simple as possible, because the thing that I hear about ComFish is just how convenient it is when we're in person, just to pop into the convention center. This is even easier. You just grab your phone, type it in, and you can join us from wherever you are for as long as you want.
I don't want to steal ComFish's thunder, but this is relative to the Kodiak Chamber. So the other day, I was in Cost Savers buying my beloved seaweed snacks, and you know, I went to check out, and the person who's checking me out said, "Oh my gosh, did you hear that Crab Fest is coming back?"
Crab Fest is happening in person. That's right.
I have been told that Crab Fest is the most important holiday on Kodiak. I'm very excited, but can you tell me a little bit, as a newcomer, what we can expect for Crab Fest this year, if there's going to be any sort of change to the typical format as far as the pandemic goes, just as a brief tease here while we fill out the last minutes of this show.
Sure. We're a little bit early in our planning process. We're behind for what we usually are, but we're early right now. So we did get our mitigation plan accepted to hold Crab Festival as an in-person event downtown the way that we love to have it. There's going to be a couple minor changes as far as the layout is concerned. We're going to get rid of that middle row on the midway, but we are going to open it up to the mall area. So you can still expect the same number of vendor booths. That's not going to change. We are still working through all the activities and events, so stay tuned for being able to submit any of your activities that you'll be doing. We're still working on how we're going to do the parade effectively. And of course, the biggest question is always the rides. After Crab Fest is happening, what about the rides? I can tell you right now, the answer is no. The rides cannot come right now. We are still working on all sorts of creative solutions to see if we can't find a way to get them here or find other sorts of entertainment. But you know us at the Chamber. We always have plans A, B, C, D, all the way through Z, and we'll get there, and we're going to have a fantastic Crab Fest.
Just for a little bit of my own curiosity, as far as the mitigation plans go, I mean, is it going to be, Crab Fest is typically an outdoor event. Is it going to be like, are masks going to be required for the outdoor event? Like, just as we're starting to transition into perhaps not a post-COVID period, but a sort of waning state where there will probably be a not insignificant portion of Crab Fest attendees who will actually have received their second dose of vaccine. So just for speaking broadly, what are some of these mitigation plans? Are they a bit more relaxed compared to things we might have seen, say, in September or August?
I would say the whole community needs to remember that this is the largest event that we have had in Kodiak since COVID started. So we do have a mask requirement or a face shield requirement, just a face covering of some sort, simply because this is the largest event that Kodiak has seen. We would not get mitigation plan acceptance without it. So all vendors are going to have mask requirements. All attendees are going to have face covering requirements. Of course, we adhere to the ADA policy and can accept exceptions. So yes, we will have that as mitigation. We have a lot of cleaning procedures. We're hiring extra crews. We ask that any food that's consumed, you go find a place away from people, whether it's in one of the food tents that are going to have less tables, or whether it's along the pier, anywhere else, to go ahead and not eat your food until you're sitting down to do that. But overall, we shouldn't see major limitations and restrictions. This is a fun event. This is a celebration. And so, of course, we encourage people to social distance and remember that there are going to be a lot of people at Crab Festival not from our community that maybe didn't have that wide accessible vaccine availability. And so just remember, social distancing is still something that can be achieved, but we can still have a lot of fun together.
Is there anything else that you've left unsaid?
So, of course, ComFish can't happen for free to all of our attendees without the help and generosity of our sponsors. So our top sponsors are Matson, KVOK Hot 101.1, Alaska Airlines, Alaska Aerospace, and Best Western Kodiak Inn, as well as just so many other smaller sponsors. Thank you so much for all that help and believing in our mission to reach the commercial fishing community here in Kodiak.
Okay, well, thank you so much. This has been another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. Joining me has been Sarah Phillips of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dylan.